Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Scott Hannon here, Kevin Flynn riding shotgun. This is What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition of the program. Busy show today. We're going to check in with the NDSU Alumni Foundation a little bit about their giving day. Jim the Flagpole Guy will be here. John Hinderrocker, all kinds of things to talk about with John Hinderrocker. Look forward to that. We're going to hear from the Majority Leader in the North Dakota State Senate a little bit about his upcoming session goals. Look forward to that. And a couple of folks from the University of Mary will check in before we're done today on the program. So lots to do. Right now, we open up the program, as we always do, with a chance for you to tell us what's on your mind by calling us at 855-200-1776, extension 2, 855-200-1776, extension 2. You can also text us, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. Text already rolling in. And local number 701-271-1100. Kev, how are you today?
Fan-freaking-tastic.
I posted.
It's December.
It is. Yeah, December 1, ladies and gentlemen.
Cold, we're making ice. We're not looking at a lot of snow, though, but let's make the ice first.
You making ice on your pond?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the ponds are making ice now.
Yeah.
Probably a good 4 inches, I'd bet, if I had to guess, especially towards the shore.
When do you walk on it?
I wait till February when there's a bunch of ice castles out there and we can play cards and have a beverage.
So somebody else has done the walking.
Yeah, I'm not the diehard at all. In any way.
You're not the guinea pig.
No. I have friends with nice warm with satellite TVs and a card game going.
There you go.
Catch fish, it's a bonus.
Very nice.
That's me.
Yeah. I posted something on my Facebook page last night. It was a photo from a listener who sent a thing about, I don't know, 9 o'clock last night, I guess, saying, just pulled into Casey's, look at this note. And it's a handwritten note on the door. It says Wednesday the 30th, obviously yesterday, closing at 5 p.m. due to no staff. This is a convenience store that's part of a chain, Casey's, that is, I don't know, how big Casey's is, but they've got a fair amount of stores, and part of a national chain. And what struck me about this was at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Now you're seeing these signs all over, like place normally closes at 10, they'll close at 8 or something. You know, I mean, closing a little bit early, but to say, okay, we're going to close at 5 p.m. We're gonna opt out of the rush hour, says to me, like, what the heck is going on here? Have you seen this anywhere else?
Oh, everywhere.
No.
Oh.
When I say seen this, I'm again talking about somebody closing in prime time, not closing early, because I agree with you. A lot of people are closing early.
It
seems to be how they handle the labor crunch. But 5 o'clock? For a place that sells gas and a gallon of milk?
It is what it is, man. I mean, several hundred Burger Kings are closing. Applebee's are closing. Convenience stores are limiting hours.
And,
I don't know it's a problem of any one business as it is just the state of the world right now.
If I pull in the Casey's at 5:15 and they're closed, I'm going to
yeah, you're going somewhere
Petrol
else.
Serve
of
USA.
Course, yeah. That's
going,
okay.
Yeah,
and Casey's understands that too, I'm sure, and hates having to do it. I think about my buddy, our friend Craig, who had to close the Spitfire in Detroit Lakes, and my friends who own Dock and Lift Company. You cannot find anybody to do anything. And people say, well, where is everybody? What? And I kind of subscribe to that triple, you know, that perfect storm, that early retirement, all the money they printed and handed out, and then all the disability that people qualified. There's just a lot of people. You know, there's 7 million. They say 7 million able-bodied men in this country that are on disability that could work tomorrow, ready to go, but they don't have to.
On disability.
Social Security. Got my knee, my you know, I had a, my back's bad. I got.
They're living on.
Yeah, they're living on disability. My friend who lives on, he has a disability, he's 62 years old. He lives in Colorado, but he definitely is disabled. He had a tumor, and it's affected his motor skills and all of the things that. And it took him 3 years. To get through the process to get his disability.
Well,
it's basically early Social Security.
Here's what I'm getting at.
Yep.
I agree it's challenging. Not trying to belittle that at all. I think every place right now is finding it more difficult to find people. But most do. You need employees to run a business, and most find a way. And if this is one of the largest convenience store chains in the U.S., can't they do better than this? I mean, they're off their game somehow. In my mind, it's pretty amazing. Texter says, no newspaper in Bismarck today, same issue. Nobody to deliver the papers, I guess, or what? Luann says, I've ran into this in Sioux Falls at a few places, or waited for a table even if they had empty ones, as the restaurant was short-staffed. Also ran into it a few times in central Minnesota. I think... the restaurant thing is just how you manage the house, right? So if you've got 50 tables, but you're short in the kitchen, you're not going to seat 50 tables. You're going to seat 30 tables to try and manage the flow. That's managing the situation. Closing the doors is like waving the white flag.
And I can tell you just from experience and friends that are dealing with the restaurant world is that, okay, it takes this much, you know, to produce a plate of this particular a steak or whatever, and then you look at everything else you have to do, and the menu drives everything. So it's like if we have to pay $20 an hour, you're going to pay for a $30. You're going to have a $30 steak if we have to pay the $20, $25 an hour to even get people. So with this, I mean, where's the 15 minimum wage thing? That's long gone, you know. And now here we are. I mean, and you can expect, and we are paying it. We're paying for $12 Big Macs now. I mean, because you got to pay $15, $18 to start, even to work in fast food or a convenience store.
Jeff has a comment. Jeff, you're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, thanks, Scotty. I saw a stat not long ago that Walmart does 60% of its business from 5 in the afternoon till 11 at night, yet Fargo closes at 5 except for a bar or a restaurant. That's amazing. We're handing it over to the big box.
Yeah, not a good thing. That's what I'm saying. I get closing a little early. Closing at 5 p.m., a major chain like this, it just is, it blows my mind. It just says something's seriously wrong with this management. Doesn't make any sense. We lose Jeff? All right, we lost Jeff. No, I concur with what you're saying. 271-1100, and I don't want the big box stores to win. I want Main Street to win. I want mom and pops to win. And I think people figure it out. They find a way. I get it's tough for all the reasons we've stated here, but the majority of places are open and have employees.
You know, it's funny. We were on Washington Avenue in DL yesterday. I had a day up here, and we had kind of a date day going on. We did a little shopping and walking around. And it was interesting when Walmart first came on the scene. You remember, I mean, they decimated a lot of Main Streets, a lot of mom and pops. And there's been a resurgence of that. I mean, it was all the local shops. Red Willow, we were hitting, you know, what was it, Vogue and Vintage and Vogue and the Nines, really local owners, local stores, amazing. They're flourishing.
Maybe people got tired of the same old crap.
Yeah. But, yeah, different world in the restaurant and the hospitality world, that's for sure.
271-1100 if you have a comment on this.
The other guys did a search. They're closing 100 IHOPs in the next 6 months. I mean, I'm looking down the line. Fuddruckers, Dunkin', 800 locations by the end of the year. Denny's is closing 15 just on the East Coast. There's a lot of them. It's not good. This is not good.
Texter says, why don't you get authorities who know why people are not working? Job service, employment agencies, unemployment services.
We've had them. Talk to them.
Yeah. No, but I don't have the new Pat Bertinoli is the head of the job service in North Dakota. That's a good idea.
Yep.
Might invite him on, just talk about this from the statewide perspective.
David Dietz has preference personnel in Fargo. He's a big, they're big in that too. We've had them on. I mean, now they're offering huge incentives and sign-on bonuses and $22 an hour. And nope, I'm going to hang out here and play my video games or I don't know what. You're right, Scott. It's mind-boggling.
Texter says they're getting the free goods. Housing, phones, and food. Who needs to work?
Well, if that's the case, got to cut that off right now.
Yeah.
Sorry. Need you back.
Who's writing the checks for that?
Got to stay open after 5.
Who
Sorry.
Says, here's your phone?
You're
I mean,
done.
I want to know. My gosh, it's crazy.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you.
there. How many rough numbers, percentage-wise, did Christine McVie, yeah, the lead singer for...
Oh, geez, Little Eyes, Everywhere. She sang a lot on that Little Eyes album. I think it was the album. Not many, though. It was mostly Stevie Nicks. And then the harmonies, of course.
Which are epic.
Yeah.
Christine McVie was 80 what?
79.
Oh, my gosh. I can't
very quiet, very shy when we met them at the Fargo Dome.
Was she?
She was very reserved and very, just smiled very, and she was, it seemed like, just very shy. I didn't want to sign my deal, and that was it.
Call it good. Call it good. Ron DeSantis, to this point, has said nothing about being a presidential candidate.
As he shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, he's been focused on being governor and getting reelected as governor. But we've got the best sign that he's a presidential candidate in the following news that's come out. He's writing a book. And the book comes out in February.
Yep.
Ron DeSantis is the candidate for president.
So look for an announcement, I'm guessing, probably first part of summer.
Maybe
even towards the middle, late part of summer, heading into fall. Yep. Give him a year.
Very interesting.
He's not going to be the only one either. Mike Pompeo is going to jump in there. All the usuals. Rubio will probably jump in there. Ted Cruz. Who else? It's going to be a primary.
Yeah, it's going to be 2016 all over again.
You bet.
Yeah. Which is good.
Which is the process.
It's healthy.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Texter says Casey's was... asking a question, was the 5 p.m. closing just one night or ongoing? If one night perhaps an employee just didn't show up last minute, like you, I can't imagine a corporation closing at 5 as a policy. I don't know.
I would bet it was a one-time. Yeah, it looked like a one-time handwritten.
It kind of did, the note on the door and all of that. All right, back to the comment, and your comments are welcome, by the way, on this at 271-1100. 271-1100, toll free at 855-200-1776. Or text us, 701-237-1590. Texter says in response to my post on Facebook about this last night, many businesses in town have these signs up. Even the big truck stop on 12th Avenue North. It's not wages. It's free housing. Phones and food. It's not wages. It's free housing, phones, and food. Well, what in the world? Who's saying, here's your free food? Here's your free housing. And if that's like county welfare, then we ought to say, hey, let's go back to the Bill Clinton era. Welfare to work. I mean, come on.
There's got to be a cap and a limit to it.
It's
food stamps, the SNAP program. There's a lot of,
free phones? Who's handing out free phones for crying out loud? An off-air call on this. What's their thoughts?
Good morning. I was listening to your commentary about how Casey's had to close at 5 o'clock and because they didn't have any employees. How
what?
Oh, she dropped during the message, looks like.
We lost a connection to her.
Call back.
Yeah. Curious. You got us on the edge of the seat with your question.
Yeah.
Texter says, apartment buildings being built every day in Grand Forks, Fargo, and Bismarck. They're full before they're done, but yet nobody can work. Look at the increase in population. Doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on. Translate that for me. They're filling apartments. But yet nobody can work. Look at the increase in population. Doesn't take a genius to figure out what's going on. I guess I'm not a very good genius. What are we saying? They get free housing, so they don't need to work? Maybe I am 100% Pollyanna, naive, clueless. But who wants to sit around all day?
Okay, I got her back up.
Who wants to sit around all day?
Computer glitch there. Go ahead, finish the call.
How are people still getting a check from the government? How are people living? if you're Joe Blow, not on disability, don't feel like going to work, how are they living? Are they still getting, are they on unemployment? But you had to be out actively seeking a job to get unemployment. Is the government still sending out checks to everybody? I've got heard both yes and no. So I'm just wondering what do you know about that? Thank you very much.
It's a good
love
question.
The show.
Thank you. Thank you. Very kind of you. We love our listeners. All good questions. All good questions. And maybe we should ask social services. You know, are you doing more rent assistance? How is that return to normal, if you will, pre-COVID levels? What are the numbers? What are we going to say, Kim?
I would just say there's a number of, if you do a search on, you know, how are people surviving without a job, et cetera, and, you know, there's a number of articles written about it, and one of them says, why America, and it's a Washington Post article from late last year, 8.4 million unemployed when there are 10 million jobs out there. You know, and that number seems to be, you know, changing daily, but nonetheless, and there's a number of articles written of what's going on. Early retirement was a big thing. We live in a generation that doesn't like to be on time. With a generation, I should say, that doesn't like to be on time. They don't like to follow schedules or be told what to do.
Who wants to sit around?
Well, a lot of people do.
What kind of...
Clearly, millions of people do. They want to sit around and do whatever they want to do.
And be happy with a government check?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. Oh, of course. Absolutely. Inner cities, I mean, government cheese, man. Come on.
I'm saying...
Government cheese.
You were gainfully employed pre-COVID.
Yep.
And, you know, had a job, went to work every day, that was your thing. And then after COVID, because you sat around for a while, you said, I kind of like this sitting around for a while, but I don't want to go back to work. Really? Wow.
One of the articles says, in 2021, businesses added an unprecedented 3.8 million jobs. At the same time, workforce participation remains below pre-pandemic levels, meaning we have 3.4 million fewer Americans working today compared to February of 2020. So, and that was a year ago. That was in 2021. So.
Texter says, Happy Joe's Taco Shop, JL Beers, Dwayne's Pizza,
yes.
Johnny Carino's, all shuttered because of the fallout from the lockdowns and mandates and no one willing to work. You can't blame the business for people being unwilling to work. I don't know how these people are living without working, but this is reality now. I think, and again, this may be too harsh, but you got to find a way, right? Walmart finds a way, so you got to find a way. You got to find a way to get those people in there, and maybe it's charge more for what you're selling, so you can pay more to get them in there. But you know, you got to find a way, and I get it. Why some of these places are closing, but the vast majority of them have remained open. They find a way.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. Thank you.
The chilly weather is here whether we like it or not. And the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that because Mother Nature doesn't rest this time of year, neither do we. The frost and snow create moisture in the ground, and this can cause stress on your foundation. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have the solution for every basement problem.
So when Mother Nature strikes, contact your complete foundation expert. Contact the team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration's request to halt a Texas judge's ruling blocking its student debt transfer program was turned down by a federal appeals court on Wednesday night, saying it violated federal procedures. European Union President Ursula von der Leyen on Wednesday is considering the idea of a specialized court to put Russia's top officials on trial over their invasion of Ukraine. President von der Leyen from Brussels on Wednesday.
Russia must pay for its horrific crimes, including for its crime of aggression against a sovereign state. And this is why While continuing to support the International Criminal Court, we are proposing to set up a specialized court backed by the United Nations to investigate and prosecute Russia's crime of aggression.
Thanks for listening, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the Freedom Matters USA studios, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, the home of home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Meatloaf on 45th and Fargo today. Tell you what, you want a little something different? You're tired of the same old for lunch? Do a little meatloaf today at the 45th location of PetroServe USA. Swedish Meatballs in Glendon. Salisbury Steak on MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Chicken Fettuccine on 12th and I-29. You got two choices at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, as usual. Bacon cheeseburger or shepherd's pie. How does that sound? Valley City, Harwood, Yulin locations also have home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. You just tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA.
Didn't recognize that Fleetwood Mac song, did you?
I remember this one.
That's because it's a Christine McVie solo album.
Oh, it is, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. I played that
really
a few times.
She did have a good solo album.
I threw that on the turntable.
You bet.
Yeah, it's happened before. Before we go to our guest, Lloyd is cruising, listening on the road today. Hey, Lloyd, what's on your mind?
Well, I was talking to this kid in Detroit Lakes, and he told me that he's getting $1,500 a month. He's getting food stamps. He's got a free phone. And with food stamps, he gets free medical. Well, I'm paying $800 a month for medical. I mean, why would you want to go to work?
Who pays his phone bill every month?
We do. You're the taxpayer.
Yep. Come on. I mean, how in the world is that a thing? That somebody somewhere says, yep, we got your phone bill. We got you covered. I mean, that's the issue here. We want people to go back to work and these sugar daddy programs.
Yeah, got to cut them all.
I mean, go to pre-COVID programs. I'm not talking about somebody that, you know, whatever, a disabled or single mom or, you know, some issues. Whatever we did pre-COVID, we ought to do now. But this is crazy. Able-bodied people ought to go back to work. Period.
My problem is if I work over 70 hours, I get fined.
You get fined.
I can only work 11 hours a day.
Truck driver.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy, too. You live in a regulated world that I'll never understand.
Ugh.
Good points, Lloyd, though. I appreciate the call. James and Cavalier, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, James.
I think it's Randy's on the road.
I got James.
Oh, yeah,
no,
James there. Roger.
Roger.
Oh, we got James, then we'll get Roger.
Hang on, Roger. We'll get to you in a sec. Hey, James, what's on your mind?
I think a lot of it has to do with this workforce is, a lot of it used to be a lot of these businesses staying afloat because the young high school kids were working their butts off. You don't see that anymore.
Explain that one to me.
Kids would come from school. Well, they'd come from practice. You know, they go from football practice to work, homework. You know, they were nose to the grind. Young kids were back in the day. Now it's charge everything to mom and dad. You know, they don't work. They sit around. They wear gym shorts all year round. And pajama pants to school. We're living in a low testosterone nation. And with that comes laziness and lack of effort and will. And I think we're going to be in a tough shape in the future here. I don't think things are going to get better.
Yeah,
and it's
I
not
hear
just
you.
All the programs, I don't believe, either.
It's a mentality.
But, as long
yeah.
as people got their pajama pants,
yeah.
an energy drink, and a bag of grass, a lot of people are happy.
My gosh. James, thank you for the comment and the call. And by yeah. the way, I didn't think of this, but you raise a point, good point about high school students. You just don't see as many. You know, I do at the supermarket, stocking shelves, but that's about
it. The hardest working ones out there.
Yeah.
Yep, and with the families that have to, they still are.
You too, James, thank you.
The families where it's needed, they still are. A lot of my farm family friends, the kids are working every day.
Let's get Roger in here before we have John join us. Roger, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to jump in the fact I have a granddaughter right now that's getting rental assistance. She has not held a job for almost a year, okay? So she has no other money coming in other than what she could finagle out of friends and what have you. But the money to pay the rent is over $700 a month, and they get that through rental assistance. And it is the programs, the different programs that are to blame for this. And I don't care how you look at it. When you got free programs to give out rental assistance, to give out food stamps, to give out this, to give out that, that's where the problem lies. It needs to be buckled up down. Thank you.
Yep, kills every incentive there is.
I wonder who pays rental assistance. I wonder if it's a federal or a state program.
All of the above.
Well, they just need to be yanked.
All of it.
I mean,
yeah.
We need to.
If you're able and you're of sound mind and body, able body, you get it to work. Sorry.
Just take a look at employment opportunities.
Yep.
And gosh, I don't know.
You have 3 weeks.
Can you imagine?
And we'll help you.
Being able-bodied.
Yeah. I can't imagine.
And go to the grocery store with food stamps.
You can't imagine it either.
That people that have no of the typical issues that would prevent them from working. And they're going, well, I got food stamps. Why do I need to work?
Oh, yeah.
Just can't. I can't fathom that. Doesn't make any sense to me. Anyway, let's get to our guest, the president and CEO of the NDSU Foundation, John Glover. Hey, John, how are you doing?
Good morning, Scott. Good to be on with you again. Thanks for the time.
You bet. Good to catch up with you. We wanted to talk to you a little bit about a big day, NDSU Giving Day, that was... part of Tuesday's Giving Day that is a, I don't know if you call it a holiday or what you do, but it's sort of like a Black Friday and all the different holidays, and then Cyber Monday, and then comes Giving Day on Tuesday nationally, and NDSU connected with a lot of donors. Tell us about the big day.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. You're right. So probably a better, a little more than a decade ago, there started kind of a global movement to do Giving Tuesday, which would come after Cyber Monday, which would come after Black Friday, after Thanksgiving, obviously. These are all, you know, marketing schemes, I guess, or strategies, if you will. And we at NDSU jumped on the idea about 7 years ago. So this was our seventh NDSU Giving Day on Giving Tuesday. And the idea is it's a 24-hour grassroots kind of social digital movement to energize and activate our alumni and friends that want to get involved and make a gift or gifts to support our students and programs on campus. You know, we work to build relationships and raise dollars and provide support to campus every day of the year, but there are certain times when we do certain programming to just bring a little bit more awareness and attention and all mobilize to come together and do it. And so that's what we did on Tuesday. And yeah, we raised just under $1.4 million in one day from almost 1,600 gifts. And all of these dollars supported literally every corner of campus. The donor can designate their gift to support the thing that they care most about. And so it was just another awesome awesome day to celebrate the university and charitable giving.
What impressed me most about the numbers you just talked about here is 1,600 unique gifts. It's a lot of folks that are a part of the effort to get to 1.4 million. That's great.
Yeah, it's just a tremendous outpouring of our community that cares about the university. And what I would say to Scott, there's yes, our alumni certainly are passionate about the experience that they had as a student coming through here, and it's a way for them that later in life then to pay it forward and give back to support their alma mater. But, you know, we have a lot of folks here in the community that might be non-alums that care about what NDSU means. And then let's not forget our faculty and staff of the campus, and it's a tremendous way for them to also get involved. And I'll tell you, through the years, we have had just a tremendous outpouring of the people that work here each and every day, for, you know, teaching, doing research, service to the state and the community. And so they get involved too. So let's not forget them. And I particularly want to give a shout out and thanks to those folks for getting involved.
You mentioned earlier that people designate where they want their gift to go. Is that in philanthropy, is that, more and more something that donors want to do, that they, they find something they're passionate about, a particular college within the university or, athletic programs or whatever? Is that growing in popularity?
Yeah. I would say, Scott, 99%, no kidding, 99% of the gifts that we receive through the foundation to support the university is a designated gift for a particular purpose. And, the way our staff kind of goes to work and the way I think about it is, and I put you on the spot, I can say, hey, Scott, what would you like to do with your money that would be most meaningful to you? And as you navigate through that conversation and journey and thinking about how you want to make a difference, it's likely that you have a particular idea or a passion that you want to do, see those dollars go to work and impact. And that's called, donor intent. And that is, throughout our industry is that the best way to support our programs and whatnot is to follow donor intent, help you achieve what you want through your philanthropy, and then we match it up with what makes, with what works in this case, our university. And the beauty about a university like NDSU is there's a lot of options. So all kinds of different ways to make a gift. Here at the foundation, we have almost 2,000 specific designated fund accounts, and that just gives you a sense of kind of how that works.
I love it because then you've got a little ownership in it. You want to see it go, and you're going to continue to have that relationship with it. So I think it's fantastic. And congrats on a great giving day, and certainly the success that the NDSU Foundation has every day, all year long, under your leadership, John. We appreciate the update, and we wish you the best.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the time.
John Glover, there you go. John Glover, NDSU Foundation President and CEO. Tuesday was Giving Day, and they had a big day, which is great stuff. All right, we'll take a short break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind. We'll ask Jim the Flagpole Guy about finding employees. How does he do it? Next.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Forget about Black Friday this holiday season. This November at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, we are giving you the wellness deal of a lifetime. Purchase any Hot Spring hot tub this November, and we will give you a Finleo traditional or infrared sauna free. That's a $7,000 value. You heard right, a free Finleo sauna. Your choice. Now you can receive the best wellness benefits of a hot tub and the sauna together in the ultimate Everyday Made Better holiday wellness package. Financing is available. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I recognize the voice, not the song.
Well, I had to dig deep for this, buddy.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
This is a retro Christine McVie.
That's a very young Christine McVie, her first solo effort. I'd Rather Go Blind.
Got it.
Yeah, great blues song.
What's on Your Mind? Brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. They're the experts at indoor air quality. And as there's a bug in the air... regularly, right? Turn on the news. Read the newspaper. COVID. One way to opt out of all of it is with the indoor air quality. And they have got a great program. Even like, for instance, in your home, they can include it in your HVAC. It's not expensive. A lot of different range of options. H.A. Thompson's and Sons can help you with that. Call them at 223-3393. Just say, hey, Scott said I should call you and look into this. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. Question of the day, where are all the employees? Where is all the labor? One quick Google search I find 10 ways to get free money from the government. Maybe some of these should go away.
Oh.
Temporary assistance for needy families. Simple supplemental nutrition assistance program. Emergency rental assistance. Low-income home energy assistance. The Lifeline program. Child care and development fund. Down payment assistance. Pell Grant. 10 ways to get free money from the government. One little Google search.
You mentioned the supplemental nutrition assistance program, or SNAP. Yes, just on that alone, how much do we spend on that? Well, federal spending on USDA's food and nutrition assistance programs totaled $182.5 billion in fiscal year 2021. Now, this last year, that was in 2021, but in 2020, 49% less than that. 49% more than the previous year, $122 billion to $182 billion in 1 year for the SNAP program.
And here's the deal.
So,
in my mind, anybody that truly needs it, we're not talking about that.
Absolutely.
I'm just saying we ought to look at the need pre-COVID and post-COVID, because post-COVID there's a lot of jobs. There's a lot of opportunity.
There's just no vetting, though, of who really needs it.
Right.
And that's going to have to, I mean.
There we go.
Where do you get the people to do that? Those jobs to figure out who needs it and who doesn't.
Jim, the flagpole guy, is here for his weekly dose of patriotism.
Jimmy!
You'd take an employee or two, I'll bet, wouldn't you?
You know, it's ironic that you have this. Good morning, Scott. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Kevin. It's ironic that you actually are, this is your topic, because today we're, Miss Brenda is training, I call her Brenda Jr., an office staff, and somebody to help me process estimates and invoices and all of the multiple thousands of requests that I've had. You know, Scott, I'm just, you know, from an employer's standpoint, I've been begging for help. I still do need a CDL driver for next year, operator. We'll bring you on and figure out how to make it work now. But next year, well, if you want a really good, passionate, fun-loving job and be around the best people in the world, come see me, because I have a truck and a trailer and equipment for you to operate. You know, or if you're interested in a business design, you know, a small business, you want to install flagpoles, maybe you do multiple things, you kind of start out slow, I could set you up with a truck and a trailer, a piece of equipment to run around and install flagpoles, then I can move up and do things. But Brenda Jr. is being trained today, and it was in, I guess, God's time, because this gal seems to be the right fit at the right time, and we're being positioned next year to just knock this out of the park. And I had this little in my mind, you know, we're like the tyranny troubleshooter. You know, you with all the craziness going on, we really need to hold on to the cross and the flag, American flag. And we're going to be positioned to just knock it out of the park next year. I just feel so grateful that, you know, I guess I had no choice but to be patient to find them. Right now we have Mr. Carter coming on board. He's a young college student's been helping part-time. Mr. Noah, now, if you need a flag, flags at ndflagpoleguy.com. Mr. Noah is knocking it out of the park. He's actually gained quite a few clients where he's doing the flag management. If you have large flags and you want to conserve on large flag costs, Mr. Noah, you just contact Mr. Noah. He will come to your place and operate a route, a flag route, and then he'll come and take your flag down. He'll bring it back to the shop. He's an excellent seamster. He's a craftsman. He cares deeply about how he takes care of the flag and how he sews the flags. We have Miss Brenda Jr. in the office who can handle all of the response that we get by emails, and we also are poised to do great service on flagpole service. Thank you to everybody. And if you contacted me before and you didn't get a response, I'm deeply sorry. But we're positioned now to help you. So if you're interested in a flagpole for somebody for Christmas, get on the list and get it bought now.
Great idea.
Next year and install it. You know?
Great idea. 571 Flag to get that going, or online at ND. flagpoleguy.com. But the Christmas gift idea is a fabulous idea. And who...
You got it.
It's unique. It's wonderful. It's patriotic. Good way to go.
We're the tyranny troubleshooter.
We'll fix the tyranny troubleshooter, ladies and gentlemen. Jim the Flagpole Guy. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless America.
Keep cranking, my friend. More on coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Well, President Trump has announced, and now Ron DeSantis is rising fast in the polls. Newsmax is conducting an urgent poll. Do you want Donald Trump or Ron DeSantis as your candidate in 2024? It's a big question. Newsmax wants to know what you think. Vote in the Newsmax poll, Trump versus DeSantis. Just text the word zone to 39747. That's zone to 39747. It only takes seconds. Let your voice be heard. Every day I tune into Newsmax for news I can trust. They're even beating CNN in some key ratings. So make the switch and vote in Newsmax poll on Trump versus DeSantis. Text the word zone to 39747. One more time, the word zone to 39747. And make the switch to Newsmax today. You'll love it.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.